Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 6/22/2023. And I'll tell you what, it looks like there's guts poker going on. Lavrov of Russia says if the NATO and the West wants to fight, we're ready to throw down. We're ready to get it on. And then we have all this aircraft up and all the stuff, and we don't know whether it's still a drill or if the United States and the NATO countries plan on creating some kind of an event or pushing the Russians to do certain thing or having Ukraine to use one of our weapons against a place in Russia deep and then to start the whole thing off and to start the nuclear war. Because you see, the Luciferians, Lucifer and his fallen angels, they want no more than 500 million people on planet Earth. And if you go back, into the days of the England and the Bank of England and all of that, and the people they used to hire, and Adam Smith was hired by them. Our brother Karl Marx was hired by them, And then the father of modern economics, which I just can't think of his name right at this second. But he had a study that he did. And he did it for the Bank of England. And he basically concluded that the earth could support no more than 500 million people where they could control it and do all the stuff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there we are again. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be. In the end of the world, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hid in a field, that which a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking a goodly pearls, who when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels and cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, Lord Jesus, those are his words. That's Matthew 13. But I'm going to say this thing is starting to rapidly approach. And if you've seen the articles about what Klaus Schwab and all these people, the World Government Summit and all this, what they're talking about, World Government Summit, shock needed to usher in New World Order transformation. And they got a picture of three dweebs there, a female dweeb, a Dr. Briss or something, and then another dweeb, okay, at the World Government Summit. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I think if you came to them and said, we need to give you a shock to transform you, That would be quite interesting to see how they took that shock, how they liked that shock. Because I'll tell you what, when the time comes, don't get caught watching the paint dry. You understand? Do not get caught watching the paint dry. Globalists have been gathering at the World Government Summit in Dubai to discuss the advancing plans for a single global government. World leaders and powerful elites have been flocking to this event this week to pitch ideas for expanding globalism by uniting sovereign nations' governments. During a panel discussion at the summit, Professor Arturo Brice from the IMD World Competitive Center argued that a shock is needed to shift global society away from the current world order. He insisted that the transformation of the world order cannot be gradual. Brice told attendees that elites and world leaders will need to dress to use a shock so the world can go through this transformation. Oh, yes, we got to have a nuclear war. We got to have total destruction of the planet from EMPs that cut out all the power grids and all of that. How is this transition going to happen? Dr. Brice asks. I totally agree. The world order, the way it is built today, doesn't make any sense, he explained. That is not in line with the economic powers like India, Brazil, or Germany. They don't have a massive role in the international order. Well, I'll tell you what, they don't want one necessarily either. It has to be, he says, it cannot be gradual. It has to be driven by a part, by a certain shock that will happen. So now we will reconsider this entire thing, he says, all right? Elsewhere at the event, World Economic Forum, WEF, Chairman Klaus Schwab addressed the attendees the vision for a global government to master the human race. Schwab has called for all elites attending the World Government Summit in Dubai to come together globally in order to master advanced technologies. He warned the summit's attendees the world could escape our power, he says, if they don't act swiftly. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you know, Schwab, I'll tell you what. You need to, never mind. I'm not even going to say it. Schwab had better look out from above that maybe the Archangel Gabriel or the Archangel Michael or one of their other guys in training is going to come and take him and throw him into the fiery furnace. He then says the fourth industrial revolution technologies will play a role in this great reset agenda. He then declared who masters those technologies in some way will be the master of the world. 10 years from now, we will be completely different. Oh, yes. Oh, Schwab, I tell you what, I hope somebody meets you in a dark alley some night. Are you going to have your tire changed on the highway of your big limousine or some crap? Because I'll tell you what, you're a piece of filth. You're a Luciferian piece of filth. You're a little Yuval Harari, who's either the son or grandson of what used to be a pretty tough Mossad agent, Michael Harari, I believe, who used to help to manage Noriega and to bring, oh, this is going to tie in real nice, isn't it? And to tie in and bring in drugs, you know, all into the country. And then that was tied up with George Herbert Walker Bush, Papa Scherf, Papa Bush, Papa Scherf. Look that up. You'll find out who the Nazis really were and are. Just as an aside, I've heard that Jeb Bush family and all them are really supporting, putting a lot of money into DeSantis. Well, no wonder he's coming off hollow and tinny. He can't speak extemporaneously. He's got to read their lies. He's got to read the speeches they're writing for him. I'm here, brother. I should be right here. If I'm not on, somebody tell me. I think I'm on. Anyway, So, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's goofing up DeSantis. And he doesn't come straight forward. And then now we got another guy tapped in. We got a 12th guy now. The ex-CIA agent, Heard guy out of Texas. Why don't they get 20 or 30 more? You know, 20 or 30 more, and then you could run them in jigsaw puzzles and stuff. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to be solved politically because the CIA, the NSA, the EIEIOs, the FBIs, the big time, dead air? I don't think so. Got dead air? Are we on? We're on. Anyway, I'm getting people saying I wasn't. So anyway, all right. So anyway, hello to the Allegheny kid, man. The Allegheny kid. It's got him a nice little spot high up. 10 million rounds of, no, I'm not even going to say that. He's on the money. He's got everything sighted in for miles around. Anyway, and that's what I would suggest that everybody do. Because, you see, we've been telling you to prepare, and everybody, a lot of people I know have been preparing. You can always get more food. If you don't have a year's supply, then try and get it. Try and get it. And if you don't have 1,000 rounds minimum for every firearm you've got to protect it, then you should try and get that too. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are sitting right here on the cusp of something big happening. Don't know exactly when it's going to happen or what's going to do. But I've been telling you that the B-1Bs, we saw them go weeks ago up into Great Britain, into the UK. Now some are in Sweden. Those are magnificent bombers. They're loaded to the gills with nukes. All right. The B-52s are going everywhere. I see, today, they were gone to Guam a long time ago. Now some have gone to Jakarta. Don't make any difference. They can leave Guam, leave there, and we got air tankers up everywhere. Now, the problem is what we don't have is much in this country. You're seeing about 325 planes up in the United States, military planes. Well, if you don't have them up in the air, if you're not moving them, then you're liable to lose them to an explosion from a hypersonic, you know, missile, all right? Hypersonic. So consequently, at the same time, why do we have this? Why do we have this? We have two loony balloons up. One is east of Chester, Montana, at 62,800 feet. It's squawking. The second one was west of Aberdeen, South Dakota, at 61,800 or 200 feet. That's up in the near space. They don't have to squawk if they don't want to. Don't have to squawk if they don't want to. And so consequently, they are overlooking the Dakotas, overlooking Montana. Well, that's where most of our nuclear missiles are at, the missile silos. And, of course, from there you can see parts of Nebraska too, line of sight where there might be some there. Most everywhere else, they don't exist anymore. Kansas allegedly nuke-free. Missouri allegedly, I think, nuke-free, except for the B-2s, all right? Now, a lot of the B-2s are, could be a Knob Noster, all right, at the base, Missouri, or there could be a lot of those also in Guam. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to come when it does come, like a thief in the night. Even though we know that this drill is ongoing, perhaps we have stymied it to a certain degree because the truth of the matter may have leaked out. But on the other hand, you've got Joe Biden still being hounded by the corruption officials. And looking into all these different things. There's millions and millions. But what they already forgot is that the Chinese Communist Party bank gave Hunter $1.5 billion with a B. Oh, that was for him to invest. And then it also had a hound dog Kerry's kid was in with him in a big investment firm, you see. But hound dog Kerry's kid got out of that because he saw the writing on the wall and didn't want to get tied up with Hunter and the Bidens. Because he's already, you know, heir to his mother's Heinz ketchup fortune, all right? And doesn't need to get involved with all of that. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, they may be doing something that in the next 1 to 2 days could blow up the entire world. You know, they may not even wait for Oppenheimer's show to come on, the new movie that's going to come in July. Or the new Indiana Jones movie starting this weekend, the Dial of Destiny, you see. We're at that juncture. We're at the point to where all of the trains are all headed to Function Junction, and they're all being driven. You got 13 trains going to Function Junction. They're all being driven by a clone of Casey Jones, high on meth and drinking moonshine, with the hammer down, and he's calling out the back, more coal, more coal, you see. And they're all headed downhill. I know that they don't have the steam engines today, people, but I will tell you what, they used to run, when they come out of the mountains, they could run up to 120 miles an hour. Come out of the Rocky Mountains, down onto the flats, man, they could put coal on and coal on and go, all right? So what you got to do is you got to have the food, water purification ability, like a Berkey light or something like that, or a Berkey with the black Berkey filters. That are the best ones. They take out as well as the bad bacteria, the viruses, and the parasites. They also take out up to over 99% of the bad chemicals. So consequently, you need to get something like that. If you don't have it, you need to order it and get it overnight. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a couple other things here. Let's just look at what we can do. We're hearing, you see, that BlackRock, who is one of the largest hedge funds that manages everybody else's money, and incidentally controls all the pension, most of the pension funds and most teachers out there. BlackRock, for the first time, even though they've invested in gold all over these years, BlackRock is now saying that their clients need to move to gold. Well, I think Brother Quayle's been telling us that. You remember, I'll tell you, I can remember when Steve Quayle told people to buy gold, and I can just about tell you approximately what it was at that time, the price. So when Steve Quayle got on and told everybody to buy gold, that I remember for the first time, gold was about $350 an ounce. Wouldn't you like to go back and listen to what Steve had to say and jump on and bet the ranch on that thing, you know? Because today it's 1913-50. So we're in 1913. It's like the right at the war time, isn't it, on the price of gold. That's a little cue. That's a cue for the cognoscente, the illuminati, the alumbrados. That's the cue. They dropped the price down a little bit and made it right before 1914, the World War, you see, and all of that. So I suggest that you acquire gold and silver and platinum. 1913-50 on gold, $22.22 on silver. It's a good price. And platinum, 920. You ought to call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you and have them get you gold. If it's Steve or Daryl, his capable manager, or Tyler, his son, or any of the other good people in the office there, tell them that Old Hawk sent you and that you want to get some gold or silver quickly. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to need it because Klaus Schwab is talking about changing the entire banking system. And now we know that the Federal Reserve Bank, you see, of New York is already getting ready to run the Federal Reserve, you know, crypto kind of money, all right? The digital currency, which will allow them to then monitor every one of your purchases, every one of your deposits, every one of your withdrawals, every check you would write or whatever you want to call it that you're going to do with it. And I suggest that you start using right now that when you put your get your check put into the bank or whatever from your job or Social Security, whatever it is, that you go up there and you get some money out, okay? Take money out of the bank. Not all of it. Leave some in there to pay your bills. But if you've got, you know, an extra whatever, get that extra whatever out of there. And I'm going to tell you, if you're sitting there and you're sitting wild and pretty in all of the mutual funds in terms of stocks and bonds and all of that, perhaps you should switch that to a money market and leave your stuff alone because they just dropped back down today, you know, 33s. I don't think you're going to see this go to 50,000. And even if it did and was headed that way, you could take wherever you had. You could move it back in if you wanted to a little bit. But I'm going to say this, you're going to lose everything if you sit and leave it in there, particularly if you do not have at least 1 year or 2 years or 3.5 years. That could be a tribulation, couldn't it? Of long-term storage food and canned goods and other things to eat, grain, what have you, to feed your family and to feed your children, your grandchildren, aunts, uncles, or whoever you want to feed. You may not want to feed all of them because some of them don't believe a word you've told them. Yet they'll come pounding on the door saying, "Oh, Lord, Lord, let me in," just like out of Matthew 25. And you know what the Lord Jesus told them? The foolish virgins who did not have their lamp oil and who missed the door got shut and they didn't get to come into the marriage. He told them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not." Consequently, what's it going to be like? Well, you better going to have food and you better have water storage. I'm telling you, get the 5 gallon water, you know, blue water jugs or whatever you got. If you're using other gallon jugs from, you know, bottled water, if you're already doing that, if you've been doing that for a while, then you might want to keep some of those and fill those up. And that is something to have because if you've got long-term storage food, you have to use water to reconstitute it, the freeze-dried or the dehydrated. That's why I always tell you also to get cans of Chunky Soup or cans of Progresso Soup or Chef Boyardee or whatever it is you like to eat, but get something that's got meat, you know, vegetables, potatoes, gravy, and got the juice already in it where you don't have to add water to it. And then you look and see all this stuff, and with all these military, I mean, when I saw tanks and armored vehicles in Midland, Texas, in the downtown and the business district, I said, that's nuts, man. And you're seeing all this stuff flying overhead in New York City, jets. You're seeing somebody I heard in the Cincinnati area, they were looking up in the air and it was flying low. It was an AWACS that was flying in down to go to Lunken Field or whatever that field is there, the airport. It was an AWACS plane. And in Idaho, when I see the Osprey and Marine Corps vehicles or, you know, Army or Marine vehicles in a subdivision outside of Pocatello, and you got an Osprey flying at maybe 500 feet up, ready to land with people, And then now if you look at Mike Adams' website, Natural News, naturalnews.com, and you look at U.S. government is funding invasion camps in Central America. Exclusive interview with Michael Yon. Now, this Michael Yon, I believe, is a special ops guy, all right? And that the United States government is secretly funding the migrant invasion camps in Panama, where hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals, mostly military-aged men, have been staged, processed, and transported to the United States to take their positions across the country. One such camp is called San Vicente, near the Darien Gap in Panama. Incidentally, that's where Michael Harari, the alleged relative of Yuval Harari, that's where Michael Harari, when the United States, when Santa Claus came down the chimney on Noriega on Christmas Eve, and we invaded Panama, well, old Michael Harari escaped through the Darien Gap, just so that you know that. Ah, man. Anyway, so San Vicente near the Darien Gap, Panama, former Special Forces operator Michael Yon has toured the camp and revealing a sprawling, ever-expanding network of invasion infrastructure that is, listen to this, that is directly being supported by Homeland Defense Secretary Comrade Mayorkas, as well as other key members in the Biden administration. So they're ready to bring these people in. They also brought all the Afghans over, didn't they? And now we have all the thousands upon thousands of red Chinese coming across the southern border, and all the ones that are already in Canada and could come across the border at will too. So now you got all this weird weather. Well, Brother Quayle wrote a book about the weather wars and stuff and a long time ago. He was one of the first people to ever talk about chemtrails and all that kind of stuff and using of the electromagnetic scalar weaponry to do it, to create the weather. Now, isn't it interesting that Germany is now getting floods, and Gulf ball size hail in Germany, which they've also been having in Texas and Oklahoma and various places in the south and south, a little bit in the south and along that strip, and also floods in St. Louis and all kind of places. So the weather is being controlled. Sometimes the loony balloons are up in there and have been up there, spotted them, and they're feeding air using their electromagnetic stuff, creating frequencies that create the weather to come on down into the big push I told you about from off the Baja coast last week. And then now we're seeing the articles talking about Antarctica. How many years have I talked to you about the power, the huge electromagnetic power coming up out of with the ancient technologies out of Antarctica? Now it's coming into the fore, and there's a guy that does a come forth, I think his name Hecht or something like that. I forget, Hecht. And he talked about when he was down there and he had to work on these equipment. And that they could put a huge green laser up out of that base, which they did the other day. Now you see that green laser is weapon. That's a weapon. So now here you go. You already got Luciferians allegedly down there with a green laser pointing it up in the sky. Well, who may be coming up over them? It might just be the MMV, who split with their program a long time ago, took some of the better toys with them, and then they still are fighting more for the rights of Americans, and also they're fighting more on the behalf of our Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, rather than Lucifer and his scumbag hellhole people. But you see, you do not have to turn the other cheek. When you see a demon in front of you, you better know what you're going to do. When you see a fallen angel in front of you, You ain't got time to let him get his mind tricks on you and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you what, wade into his ass. Excuse my French. Wade into him. Take him out. Oh, you don't think you can't do it? Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And if you were even in the getting into the gap and standing against evil, if you were even to lose your life, if you believe in Jesus and he believes in you and you've got that relationship, the direct relationship with him, where you repent of your sins, ask Jesus, Jesus, come into my heart, be my Savior, wash me clean. When you're in that state, when you're in that position, when you have that relationship, ladies and gentlemen, at that period of time, if you were to lose your life on this planet or any other planet or in the air, you will go directly to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Oh, that is the best deal in town. And if you're fighting on the wrong side out there, change the sides. You better get with the Lord Jesus or you're going to get struck down. You're going to get thrown into the fiery furnace. Because when his angels come, baby, you ain't going to be able to withstand them. When Jesus' angels come. Now I'm hearing something here. Let's just see what we got. Preparatory attack of Ukrainians in the Kherson Crimea. British storm shadow bomb bridges and the main weapons depot of the Russian territories there. So this might be the beginning of something here. Ukrainians launched a barrage of British storm shadow cruise missiles against the M-18 bridge at the Chongar Pass, connecting Crimea and Kherson, as well as the bridge at Sevastopol. The M-18 bridge was marked on the map, released by the former commander of the U.S. Army in Europe, General Ben Hodges, and presented to War News 24/7 a few days ago. According to the CAP, the Ukrainians will also hit the Armiyansk and Kerch bridges with all that entails. So I'm going to tell you what, it looks like it could be that if we get a little bit further down this road, that it could be the Russians launch hypersonic missiles. Oh, they'll launch on Ukraine, don't get me wrong, but that's not where they're really going to go. They're going to go to the UK, United Kingdom, and they're going to launch on America. Now, they don't have to do anything other than to take the power grids out. You take the power grids out, the power grid, what did we say the other night? Used to say it would take 18 months was as soon as the power grid come up. Now, from it's even worse than it was when the first study in the congressional hearings that they did in the committees back in the late 90s, early 2000s, that the first time it could come up now would be 24 months. That's 2 years. But what hasn't changed, that if the United States power grid is completely shut down for 12 months, then 90% of the population of the United States will die. So I think you better try to get something, get ready to go for that part. Because that's the same preparation that if it was a hurricane or a tornado. Or the same preparation if all of a sudden there was a mass collapse just of the financials, which will happen also. So when BlackRock tells their clients to buy gold, and they've never ever told them to do that before, then you had better get you some physical gold, physical silver, and then you also need to be getting, what have I said, the long-term storage food or chunky soup, all those kind of things, progressive soup, and start to stockpile it until you have enough to eat for your family for at least a year. You're sitting there, and there's a lot of people out there have a big portfolio and, you know, or a big 401k and all of that. And yes, if you withdraw some, it does ding you if you have to pay taxes. But I'm going to tell you, they do all this crap, they're going to tax you 100% anyway. They knock out the power grid, they're going to come and take with their people coming out of the Darien Gap, with their Afghani people, with the Red Chinese. They're going to come and they're going to take everything you've got. They're going to come down your road. They're going to cordon and search. the deuce and a half will come, and the armored tanks will be at the other ends, and there'll be guys with mounted machine guns on the tanks and all that stuff, and they're going to come, boom, 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 and bust through your door, and I'll tell you what, they're either going to kill you, or you're going to be laid prostrate on the floor, and they're going to take everything you got. They're going to put you on a truck to send you to the concentration camp to be guillotined, all right, or to be put on work camp duty. And they're going to take your children, your wife, or in some cases, they're going to take your husband. Because ladies, I'll tell you what, they'll know if you're the one who's the gung-ho fighter and your husband's just hunting, hunting his golf clubs, all right? But the fact is that when they come, they're not going to play. So the trick is then is that you got to get with it like Solzhenitsyn told you, all right? Because here's the deal. I'm going to read it one more time, I'm going to read Solzhenitsyn's Porch one more time. I already know because I've read to you many occasions the martial law stuff and what they're going to do. But old Solzhenitsyn and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, that was probably about 200 to 250,000 people. People had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. Now, in America, that could be 308s, 223s, 45s, 40 cals, Could be a deer rifle, could be an axe, Tommy Hawks, whatever it is you got, a machete. But the organs, those were Stalin's people, you see, would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, notwithstanding all of Stalin or Biden's thirst. The cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Be ready to counterpunch. Be ready to take them when they come. Be ready to wade into them. Be willing to cut off their supply lines. Take their armor from them. Take their trucks from them. Utilize them against whoever the bad guys that are coming. And we don't know who it is. Could be the Red Chinese. Could be street gangs. Could be, motorcycle gangs. It could be the FEMA troops, or a combination of all of the above, you see. But if they come to your house and they come to invade your home and take away your bill of rights, to try to take your food, your vehicle, your gasoline, whatever it is you got for money, then I'm going to tell you what. Give them the blizzard. Give them the blizzard. Oh, that's a good word, because you know what? That's satire. Blizzard is satire. Don't you know? I'll tell you what. Now, Bull Durham had to testify, didn't he? But I'll tell you what, his thing was still Gates told him the truth about his deal. They could have gone after Strzok, Page, Comey, all of them. All of them. And yet, at the same time, he did get a few good licks in, but I'm going to tell you, the FBI ain't going to change. Don't ever trust them at all. Never cooperate with them, the DOJ, or any of the EIOs, because they want to imprison you. They want to kill you. They want you to lie to them. They can lie to everybody, including the FISA court. Nothing happens to them. They can interfere in elections. The FBI and the CIA and all these people are the crooks. And I'm going to tell you what. Lady J has been out shopping at different stores all throughout the Blue Ridge and the Smoky Mountains and all up in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia, and all those different West Virginia, all the places up in there. And the pickings are getting slim. And even when people have to order food for their business or whatever, they might order 20 items. They only get 10 or 12 items. They're missing stuff. The prices on meat, everything is still going to go sky high. And that's the other thing. Do not eat this lab-grown meat, whether it's chicken or beef or fish or whatever it is. Do not eat it. Because I'll tell you what, they say, oh, the lab-grown meat, that's going to be wonderful. Well, they found out against the environment today. I heard that basically it's worse for the environment to grow them in the lab than it is to have cows on the hoof or chickens on the hoof, you know, or on the foot, you know. And the fact is that if you cannot get your food or any of your stuff, you'd better get it now. Now, you can still use a freezer, but go to Harbor Freight or somebody like that and get you a basic solar hookup. So you can at least run one line from the battery bank or from the where you're charging up the inverter or the batteries you got in the bank, and you've got a charge controller, all that, where you can take that, at least run one line to cycle your refrigerator freezer, you see. And if you got two of them, you run one for 3, 4, 5 hours, you run another one 3, 4, 5 hours, then you've got it intermittently to watch a TV or to turn on a basic light over here or over there. But if you got a lot of money in your account and you're sitting there and you don't have a year's supply of food, at least you don't have firearms and say a few thousand rounds of ammo for the firearms you got. And if you can get them, get a rifle. Get a battle type rifle, a 223, an M1, a 308, 7.62 by 39, semi-automatic AK type variant. Okay. Or whatever it is. An SKS. Fine rifle, you know, for 100, 200, 300 yards. Shoots a 7.62 by 39 too. And get some of that, but then you also could also have a 12-gauge pump shotgun. Oh, you can get the automatic shotgun if you want, but I like to know something. If I squirt a little oil on it and I can rack it back, that works almost every time. And then get you a pistol. I like Glocks. Sig Sauers are good. All the different ones are good. Or a revolver. Get a Smith & Wesson, you know. Get a 357 revolver if you can get one. Because you can shoot 38 or 357. I have Glock 9s and I have a Glock 40. I used to have a Glock 45, but somebody stole that from me in the Carolinas. Moons ago. So the 9 and the 40 are Miller are also law enforcement weapons calibers. You got to think like that. And I'm going to tell you something else. You better get you some camouflage of different types. If you can get different types of camo, all right, then you could infiltrate a supply line, perhaps. That's just something to think about. But I'm going to tell you, if you don't have it in your hand, you will not have it. But this lab-grown beef, are you going to trust them with that? Oh, I know what would be great. They could make that lab-grown chicken and the lab-grown beef. They could make that, I'll bet you, in the laboratory in Wuhan, China. Wouldn't that be nice? We could get a real good price on it. Particularly when we go to war with China, they can say, oh, stop the war. We need to take in some new of your lab beef from you. Do not eat anything that's made in the lab or these plant meats or any of this kind of stuff. Grow your own vegetables, and that's another thing. Go out and get some seeds while you still can. You may not be able to get anything, but you could still get in even right now. You could still put in green beans or certain things, you know. You could eat that. There might even be still some tomato plants that are out and around that are starting to bloom with the tomatoes that you could still plant and get them bigger and do that. Ah. But I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you never know what's going to happen to you, because I'll tell you, I can hardly walk right now. And I'm going to take up, and I'm just going to tell you straight, in case the goofballs want to think they can come, I'm still well healed, and I also have been practicing cane fighting. I've been practicing my cane fighting. Somebody sent me a nice DVD on that one time. And I've been practicing my cane fighting, because I'll tell you what, you never know what happens. You can throw your back out or do some kind of crazy stuff. You can get weak. You can get old too. But I'm going to tell you what, when the time comes and I'll stand up there with the Lord Jesus behind me and on my side any day of the week and protect and defend against anybody that comes down the block. But that's where you got to be smart, and you got to have. Yeah, that's why you got to have like ace bandages to wrap your knees, your elbow, or your or what have you. All right? But Lady J has been shopping at all the stores, and a lot of stuff going out of there in there. Also, some of the people in some of the stores are starting to tell her that they're having meetings for the people in the stores to warn them about what's getting ready to come on. That is going to be shortages of food and all these different things. Yes, my old dirty tricks friend says a mixture of paint, old oil, and sand will really mess with their stuff. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I also like the fact that if you got some buddies who got a bulldozer or a big doggone tractor or an excavator or even an old bus or a grain truck or a dump truck or whatever, you harden one of them puppies up so that they can't harden them up enough to where you've got a big iron plate in the front by the engine, and you rev one of them suckers up and you put some load in the back. And you take off right straight at them. You hit into their checkpoints. You hit into their stuff. Because, you know, the United States government, Admiral Poindexter, hired all of the Russians to develop what? The internal passport system in the United States, which is getting ready to be put in. They're going to tie that in with the digital currency, you see. They're going to track you everywhere you're going to go and everywhere you can't go, because now you're going to have to ask permission to go. And he also hired Karpov to design the checkpoints. The checkpoints in the United States are designed and then enhanced checkpoints that will be coming in on roads, and not just on interstates, but other roads, where all of the road crossings and everything were already assigned back in the 90s to various local agencies and even to the post office. Because you see, the IRS, the post office, and other federal agencies sometimes will go down in the basement of certain gun ranges where they have bowling pins down there and they shoot full automatic. You got the post office and the IRS shooting full automatic. Until there's a pile of empties or casings up to the top of their ankle, 6-8 inches. They're shooting all the time. So just like BlackRock is telling people to buy gold, you ought to go buy gold, then you ought to be able to get you some ammunition. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Try to buy it locally if you can and go get it on the hoof, so you're not getting a tracking record in the dadgum credit cards and all the stuff. If you need to use a credit card, go use it locally. Find the Bass Pros, the Shields, the local hardware store, the old gun store in the little bitty town that's still there and it still has a lot of stuff stacked in the back. Go buy it from them. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep Old Hawk in the air, and I could use any help that you can give, believe me. It can be Federal Reserve notes, silver dollar, silver dime, silver quarter, whatever, a little bit of gold or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And all Brother Quails at stevequail.com or 406-586-4840. Get you some silver. And whatever you do, get any of the books or any of the videos that he's got still available while you can, so that you can teach your children or your grandchildren or your neighbor about where we're at and how it happened and how Lucifer got involved with the top slots of the military, the intel, the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the corporations and banks, and how he is trying to run this whole deal and throw us into a new world order Luciferian system. So Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. And I'm going to tell you, the Nunamakers, and may Lord Jesus bless the Nunamakers. May he go to them right now and continue to provide them medical miracles, Dave and Debbie. And they have Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N-P-A, 17067. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Oh, I'm going to tell you what, the time is here. Time is now. Lady J shops all these different stores, and she gets deals and puts it in. She also looks for her canning goods so she can can her own food. She was saying, hey, canned butter. Butter's easy to can. Learn how to do it, and you can buy it at the cheap before it goes up another $2 or $3 a pack, you know? All kind of stuff that you can and do it the right way, and you can learn. There's good canning books that you can buy, you know, and teaches you how to do it. Or look for somebody like your grandma or your aunt Ethel or somebody that can show you how to do it, all right? So while we're sitting out here and we're sitting in the back room waiting for the big boom, you know what I mean? The big boom might come. If it doesn't, I still don't get why all of these troops are in the air and on the streets and doing all the stuff. But I'm going to tell you, most of our troops are overseas. Large contingent of all of our troops, the infantry troops, the armored troops, special ops, all the kind of stuff you can already see in the videos in Ukraine. We got U.S. Probably special ops fighting on the side of the Ukrainians. They're speaking American English. They're not speaking a foreign English. And they're sitting and running through the trenches and running through the deals and going through the basements of the houses to get a better line of fire against somebody of the Russians. They're starting to shut down all the stores, Subway, all the different stuff, all the food chains, fast food, all the different department stores starting to shut down different things. San Francisco, that's going to be a desert. Escape New York, escape San Francisco, escape L.A. You better get somewhere where you can raise your own food, or where you got the farmer next to you down the rural road, and you can say, hey, look, let's go together. I'll help you, and when the time comes, you help me. You've got beef. You got chickens and eggs. I've got the ability to help you on your farm. I have X, Y, and Z, and I can do labor for you, or I can also protect you or be security for your farm. There's all kind of things you can trade, you see. All kind of things that you can trade when you need to trade. But I'll tell you what, if you look at One Second After by William R. Forchen, Forchen, that's a forged book. You can buy that probably at the Barnes & Noble or off of Amazon. Get that book if you still have time and read that, because that's a novel, so you can read it quick. But it has such insight as to what's going to go on in like a small town in Black Mountain, North Carolina. You know, not too far from Asheville and near Swanoa and all them places, you know. And what they have to do at Montreat College to, you know, hold the fort without any lights, without anything against the biker gangs and all the different wild people and barbarians. Read that. Also, Patriots by James Wesley Rawls. Excellent book. There's a lot of other good books, and I can't name them all. But I can tell you one book you need to get into is a King James Bible, and you need to ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins, Lord. You can list them out, name them if you want, but you can say, Lord, please come into my heart to be my Savior and start to wash me clean. And if you're sincere, that's the best deal you're ever going to get, because he's going to start to wash you clean. It's like those old dirty windows in an old factory or something that have been dirt on them for 50 years and never been cleaned. You got to start washing them 2 or 3, 4 or 5 times before you can see out clearly through the glass. When that happens, I'm going to tell you, when you know and you feel Lord Jesus there, there ain't nothing going to be like it. Lord Jesus, go right now into Iowa. Go to Iowa and talk to Ronnie, Lord. You go down to Ronnie. You touch him. Touch Ronnie, Lord Jesus. Will you go and touch him and put your power on him? Give him medical miracles. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a bite, ladies and gentlemen. Stand in the gap against the evil. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready to go. Mighty men and women of valor, I think that green laser is for you. Why don't you show them something that you can do from up above and maybe take out those electromagnetic huge pulse weapons that they're using to change the wobble of the planet and the speed of rotation, or to change the weather? Mickey LaPua, you're the best, baby. You're the best. Road and track and Little L, your daddy's stone cold pretty good himself. Listen to what he says, but he's also a real smart guy. So keep up on your studies as well as your Muay Thai. Enjoy. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare.